From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia have renewed efforts to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Geneva. Then Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters.
We have completed the vast majority of those technical discussions, which were primarily focused on making this cessation real and improving the level of humanitarian assistance, and thereby getting the parties to the table so we can have a serious negotiation about how to end this war.
Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families have begun evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa, part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and a siege left the community in ruins. Car bomb blast on Friday, southeastern Turkey killed at least 11 police officers, wounded scores of others. Turkish authorities have vowed to retaliate. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the state-run news agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a listed terrorist organization believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the same region. Somali security forces say they have ended a deadly siege of a beachfront resort in the capital. At least 7 people killed there in an attack, along with 2 assailants. Al-Shabaab militants claimed responsibility very quickly after the attack. Al-Qaeda-linked group is waging a campaign to try to overthrow the Somali government in Mogadishu. This is VOA News.